Mission Health Partners podcast. We are excited to have Avery Weekman on today. She is our pharmacy resident who has been with Mission Health Partners the past few months. Avery, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been working on?
Hello, my name is Avery Weekman. I'm a PGY2 pharmacy resident at Mission Hospital, and I've been spending some time with Mission Health Partners over the past few months, focusing on vaccinating rates in adolescents. Today, we will be discussing some information on the HPV vaccine and what barriers might be in the way of patients getting this vaccine.
Sounds great. Well, let's dive in. To start out, can you please just give us a background as to what HPV is and what HPV stands for?
HPV stands for human papillomavirus. This is a group of more than 200 related viruses that typically spread through sexual contact. Most cases of HPV will go away without intervention within 1 to 2 years. But some cases can become more serious. Some strains of HPV cause genital warts and others cause cancer. There is currently no cure once the patient is infected with HPV, which is why it is so important to get the vaccine.
You mentioned some strains of HPV causing cancer. What kind of cancers can HPV cause?
High-risk HPV strains cause virtually all cervical cancers, most anal cancers, and some vaginal, vulvar, penile, and oropharyngeal cancers. HPV is thought to be responsible for more than 90% of anal and cervical cancers, and 70% of vaginal cancers, and 60% of penile cancers. They can also contribute to throat cancers. The strains that we're concerned about are HPV 16, 18, 31, 33, and 42.
So what strains of HPV cause genital warts?
Low-risk HPV is what can cause genital warts. These are strains 6 and 11, which cause approximately 90% of all cases of genital warts and are rarely associated with precancer or cancer of the lower genital tract. HPV affects the skin cells, and that is why they can cause external genital warts.
Now that we know more about the dangers of HPV, can you discuss some ways that providers can help protect their patients from HPV?
This is where the HPV vaccine comes in. The vaccine, which has been around since 2006, protects against the most dangerous strains of HPV, those that are linked to cancers. It is safe, highly effective way to reduce the risk of developing HPV-related cancers. The vaccine works by stimulating the body's immune system to produce antibodies against the virus, and if you're exposed to the virus later on, then your immune system will recognize it and fight it off before it can cause harm. This is why the vaccine is most effective when given before someone is exposed to the virus.
So when would you say is the best time for a patient to get the vaccine?
The vaccine can be given to males and females as early as 9, ideally between ages 11 and 12, before they're exposed to the virus. However, a kitchen vaccine is recommended for anyone up to age of 26, and patients aged 27 to 45 can also be vaccinated. However, it's important to talk to these patients about their risk factors in deciding if this vaccine is right for them. If patients are in a monogamous relationship, it may not be something that is warranted. However, if patients have multiple sexual partners, it may be something to discuss with these patients. For our quality metrics, it is recommended that both doses are given prior to a patient's 13th birthday, so something to look for in our patients that are about to turn 13.
You said both doses, so patients only need to get 2 doses to be fully vaccinated?
Not necessarily. Patients who are aged 9 to 14 only need 2 doses, at least 6 months apart. However, anyone who is over the age of 15 would need 3 vaccines. An original dose, a dose 1 to 2 months later, and then a dose 6 months after that. This is another great reason to get vaccinated early, as it reduces the number of vaccines patients need.
Can you discuss the safety with the HPV vaccine and if there are any side effects from it? I'm sure for most parents, this is their number one concern when deciding whether they want their 9-year-old to get vaccinated.
It's important to emphasize just how safe the HPV vaccine is. Thousands of studies and years of real-world data have shown that the vaccine is both effective and safe. Side effects, if they occur, are usually minor, like soreness at the injection site or mild fever. Some serious side effects can occur but are extremely rare. The vaccine has been rigorously tested in clinical trials and is continually monitored for safety. In fact, it's been approved by multiple health organizations, including the World Health Organization and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Can you share any statistics with the vaccination rates?
In 2022, 58.6% of adolescents aged 13 to 15 had received 2 to 3 doses of the HPV vaccine, as recommended. This is much lower than we want it to be, and so that's why we continue to work on getting our patients vaccinated.
I'm surprised to hear how low the vaccination rate is. Why do you think that is?
Studies have shown that patients and parents have cited that the cost of the vaccine, exposure to negative information, belief that males do not need the vaccine, cultural belief, and mistrust of the medical system as some reasons why they didn't feel comfortable getting or giving the vaccine to their children. One of the biggest reasons that I've seen is the fact that parents don't want to give their children the vaccine due to children not being sexually active, and parents perceiving that they do not need this vaccine. However, as we've discussed prior, that is not necessarily true, and it is in fact best to get the vaccine prior to any sexual contact. There has also been studies that show that there is no increase in sexual activity in adolescents that have had the HPV vaccine. Providers cite the lack of reminder, billing issues, lack of urgency, difficulty maintaining stock, concerns about patient pushback, and discomfort discussing sexual health as reasons that they do not discuss or do not vaccinate after discussion with patients and their parents. HPV is also not a required vaccine to begin middle school, and it is not a vaccine that necessarily comes up in all of our recommendations when we are through the computer system. These are some of the barriers that patients have in receiving this preventative care.
Can you share some ways that providers can increase vaccination rates with their patients?
Talking to patients starting as early as 9, talking about the HPV vaccines, and even others that are recommended, like the TB and the meningococcal vaccine. Discussing the side effects, the reasons why it's important, and that their provider recommends it. Patients typically have a lot of trust in the provider that they're taking their children to, and having the provider recommend these vaccines will be a big role in getting patients to get vaccinated. Also, implementing protocols where nurses and providers start asking patients about their vaccines at all visits, including sick visits and urgent care visits. The more often that patients hear about these vaccines and the more that they're recommended, the higher likelihood that patients will get these vaccines. Also, having flyers in the office where patients can see and may increase patients or parents asking questions and getting that conversation started earlier.
Those are some great tips for providers. Before we wrap up our conversation, do you have any final thoughts or information about the vaccine that you would like to share with providers?
The HPV vaccine is one of the most powerful tools that we have to prevent cancer and other serious health problems caused by HPV. It is safe, effective, and recommended for both boys and girls, ideally at ages 11 or 12. The vaccine not only helps protect individuals, but it also helps protect communities by reducing the spread of the virus. Thank you so much for joining me today as we've discussed about the HPV vaccine. Hope this episode has helped clear up some confusion and given you some new ideas about ways to talk to patients about the HPV vaccine. As always, stay healthy, stay informed, and take care of yourself and those around you.
Yes. Well, thank you, Avery. We are so glad to have you on the podcast today. You have a bright future ahead of you, and we wish you the best of luck in your pharmacy career.